We shut down the entire island to expose the exploitation, the profiteering made by the capitalists. We put together a platform of demands of 146 points that pose the questions of our purchasing power, our wages, our working and living conditions, the basic needs of the population, but also professional advancement, education, the defense of our lands and our agriculture, and also questions linked to our identity, our existence as an oppressed people.
The uprising of the Guadeloupeans, who are 90% descendants of peoples transplanted from Africa and India, says Elie Domota, a leader of the revolt, has been exacerbated by centuries of institutional racism, mostly benefiting white settlers, who own 90% of the economy and have never hesitated to use police violence. During the labor strikes of 1952 and 1967, hundreds were killed. Guadeloupe is a French colony.
When you look at the administrators, both in the government and the private sector, anybody who has any role, responsibility, and power, they're all descendants of the slave owners. Unemployment for youth is 60%, and those who've received their degrees have to go elsewhere. And beyond our material demands, there was a movement to win our dignity and respect, and to show that we are not just people who are good to play soccer, because that's the only role that the French state reserves for our people.
And says Elie Domota, the motto of the French state, which is liberty, equality, and brotherhood of man, is challenged by the revolt in Guadeloupe because
that movement of 44 days, which is not finished, is above all a movement to fight for true social equality. From the moment our struggle was about true social equality, we were lambasted for being, quote, racist, because we denounced the apartheid in our country. The totality of the administration and public sector bosses are made up of people who don't represent the makeup of our society. It's necessary that that change. I have been brought up on judicial charges for inciting racial hatred.
Fignolet Saint-Cyr, General Secretary of the Autonomous Confederation of Haitian Workers, was there to say that a United Nations army called MINUSTAH has been killing and kidnapping Haitians to maintain foreign occupation since the United States deposed President Aristide in 2004, and he has started to organize an international commission of inquiry.
You have to make a parallel today between what's happening in Haiti, in Honduras, or earlier in Venezuela. There's a movement that is growing for democracy, but U.S. and French capitalism want to break that movement. That's why we have to join together, because we face the same problems. I'm from Haiti. You are Africans, Americans. Our problems, our struggles have no borders.
And the solution to the crisis, according to Elie Domota, is an international movement of working peoples to oppose predatory capitalism.
Lutter, c'est possible.
Struggle, it is possible.
Gagner, c'est possible.
To win, it is possible.
Dans l'unité et dans la solidarité.
In unity and in solidarity.
Merci.
Thank you.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.